Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, by far the biggest hype story of the day, it's a day dedicated to balls of meat. Happy National Meatball Day, everybody. If you're a fan of the meatball, today's your day to celebrate.
I mean, who isn't a fan of the meatball?
Love me a good meatball, Katie Cat.
Especially right now, like all the protein you need.
Oh, I thought you meant like right now at 7 a.m. No. Especially right now, this is the meatball hour every day.
Breakfast meatballs count.
Oh, like yeah.
Those sausage balls.
Little like, Jimmy Dean action.
Those are great. Those are great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know what I haven't made in a while? I should put this on the menu. Is some like meatball sub sandwiches for dinner.
Ooh.
Put a little marinara sundaes and a little provolones.
That sounds delicious.
Shove it in the oven, then shove it in your pie holes.
Yummy.
National Meatball Day. Also, very big news. Trader Joe's. Get ready, fashionistas. They're bringing back their little spring bags that have gone viral a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
$2.99 for these little goofy bags. They're going to be hitting stores mid-March here, same colors as last year, so says this story. Delicate pink, baby blue, mint green, and lovely lavender.
Okay.
Can you see me wandering in and being like, where's those delicate pink and lovely lavender bags you got here? Is it the Trader Joe's?
Yes, I can.
It measures about 13 inches long, 11 inches tall, 6 inches wide. The mini bags are ideal for small shopping trips. The retailer said on its website. Now, if you recall last year, these were scooped up like crazy, mostly by employees, and I think they've slapped down some rules now. And then they pop up on eBay. Last year, they were going for $400 to $500 on eBay because people couldn't find them anywhere. And if you bought them early, you were able to make a couple bucks, I guess.
I don't know about you, Jeremy. I have had my fill of reusable grocery bags. I don't need anymore. I don't buy anymore.
I have reusable bags full of reusable
yes!
bags.
Yep.
Yes!
I've got a bin in the back of my truck with like 40 of those.
So do I.
In the back.
That's so
funny. Like enough of the reusable bags.
I don't need anymore.
No more! Justin Bieber is in the news this morning. I guess he threw a water bottle towards some paparazzi on Friday night. Oh, he showed them.
Yeah.
Having dinner with his wife at some sushi joint in West Hollywood. Bieber appeared frustrated with photographers.
He did.
As they swarmed him in a parking garage.
Which I don't blame him.
He's covering
honestly.
His face, walked to a black SUV, and then threw some water. Yeah, I watched the video, and yeah, I get it. Like, I'd be irritated, too. It's like, leave me alone. I'm just trying to grab a bite to eat with the missus.
You know what the folks on Reddit said?
Tell me now.
That she called the paparazzi. Because that's the thing, is she is so...
Ooh.
Yeah, remember, she didn't really become famous until she married Justin Bieber. He's been famous his entire life, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, a few reports are saying that she actually calls the paparazzi when they go out and about so she can get pictures of her.
Really?
Because, I mean, she's got her whole side gig.
The
and
road,
she,
yeah.
She is in the public's eye a
Wouldn't
lot.
Wouldn't that be funny if that's what she's doing?
If you look at the video, she keeps her cool the whole time. Like, she does not miss a beat.
She's
she
like,
does
hello.
Not. I know.
She's putting her lip gloss on before they head out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
she's got her strut.
Meanwhile, Beeb's out there
so
chucking
surprised.
Water.
Oh my gosh, how did you guys find us?
Not the Paps.
Yo, girl. What are you doing to me, man?
Yeah.
What else is going on? Oh, this Guinness World Record. Oh my goodness gracious. Did you see the picture of this guy?
No.
33-year-old dude breaking the Guinness World Record for the amount of teeth he has in his mouth.
Oh.
He has, and it's along the lines of that trypophobia or whatever, where I don't like things in close spaces. And
uh-huh.
I saw it and I was like, ugh! He has 42 teeth in his mouth, about 10 more than the average adult.
How did that happen?
I don't know. He really enjoys eating, I guess.
Oh, so what
he can chew his food
eat?
Twice. Chew his food twice. Anyway, I posted some pictures of it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. It's unsettling. It looks painful and incredibly uncomfortable and a hell of a time to floss. I'll tell you that much.
Very hard.
All right, let me give you one more thing since it's fairly early. I don't think, I guess the kids might be. You saw it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I know,
that
I told
either.
You, right?
Get away.
Brushing and flossing with this guy.
Oh,
it takes 45
wow.
minutes.
Wow.
New survey out this morning finding the TV shows and the songs that are people's favorites in the bedroom. Smoochie, smoochie, snuggle, snuggle, if you catch my drift. Rihanna's on there, a little S&M song. Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Jamie Foxx, Slow. Ed Sheeran, little Eddie's on there with Perfect.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Is that on the list?
Actually.
That's one I like.
First,
I always cry. Uh-huh. I always cry
me
during
too.
That.
It's
yeah.
very emotional.
I just like to be held.
It's very emotional.
And it's a tornado
it's
in there.
Perfect for spooning.
Yes.
Exactly.
You want to know what the number one was,
what?
Though? This one.
Yeah.
The Genuine Ponies. And as soon as this comes on here, like, you can feel it, right? Like, this is
Josh
like...
Josh felt it.
Well,
did you see him?
He's our resident F-boy, so he knows.
He couldn't even stop himself.
He knows. Isn't this a good one, though?
It's so good.
Everybody right now, just think about it. Think of that special someone right now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a really good
That'll
one. Anyway,
get
that
it
came
done.
Came at the top of the list
okay.
for Snuggle Snuggle Smoochy Smooch songs.
Get down with that.
I bet you could. It's been a minute from
well,
what I
know.
Understand.
You know.
What else we got? Sports?
Yeah, we got sports news. This is so exciting. The Avalanche are in the headlines all over now because former Avalanche and legendary hockey player Naz Kadri is back with
Yay!
The Avalanche.
Oh, wow.
This was so exciting. So he played in his
so
first game
exciting.
Yesterday and
deal?
Actually had a chance to win the game for the Avs in a shootout. Unfortunately, wasn't able to, but he had an assist already. He played for the Calgary Flames the last 3 years, won the Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche, and on Saturday was the end of the trade deadline for the NHL, and he made headlines about 2 hours after that ended because that's when the trade actually went through. The trade was in the queue during the couple hours leading up to that and then finally went through. So the Avalanche brought back one of the great all-time Avs, Nazem Kadri, and a fan favorite. People love this
yeah,
dude and came out
do.
In droves yesterday for the last home game. And it was the arena was filled with Nazem Kadri jerseys again. I love him. He is such a good guy. I've had the opportunity to interview him a couple times. He's so nice, so kind with his time. I'm really excited to have him back.
Go Avs, go!
Go Avs, go! They're
that's
really
exciting.
Making the push for the Stanley Cup. Okay, that's the wrong sound. But
best team in hockey, Jeremy.
Let's go.
Give
right.
it
exciting.
The Avalanche. Woo-hoo. This is going to be exciting for local fans, too, because a very famous Sex and the City stars come in to make the commencement
Oh, now you got
speech.
My attention.
Okay, at CU, Kristen Davis. It's
what?
Charlotte York. Come on.
There it is.
And just like that, I'm about to get a degree from CU. I want to
oh.
be there. I want to be there for the commencement
I gotta,
speech.
Is it a her? Just,
I feel like, well, you know Kristen Davis.
Let me
you
look
know
her up.
Charlotte York. I feel like every woman can relate to each woman on Sex and the City at some point in their life. And I could have totally related to Kristen Davis or Charlotte.
Oh, I
a
recognize
few,
her.
Yeah, instances.
Okay.
So she was born in Boulder. Her father was a CU psychology professor and her mother was a student there. So she's very excited to come back to her hometown and give that CU commencement speech. So that's going to be on May 2nd at Folsom Field. And it is free and open to the public.
You should go.
So I want to go. I do because I do love her.
Make
I
a poster.
Adore.
I love
Charlotte
you.
Is just, again, I feel like most fans can relate to her because she was the one who was the normal one.
Okay.
I feel like for the most part, like most people could relate to Charlotte, you know. But anyway, yeah, so that's really neat. How about this? Colorado State Parks, they're going to raise prices for the out-of-staters.
Boom!
Take
suck it!
That Flatlanders. Yeah, so cars with out-of-state tags are now going to pay $15. The Colorado plates still are $10, but I would strongly suggest you get that pass. That Parks pass that you can get when you mm-hmm. renew your plates, totally worth it.
I didn't do it this time around.
Why not?
I didn't do it.
What?
I generally do. Because I haven't used it in 2 years.
Oh.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to save the money
That's
and not
on
do
you
it this
then.
Year.
I mean, I get in there. I mean, it
do
makes
ya?
It worth, for me at least, like within the first couple months, because I'm out there hiking all the time. So it's so worth it if you're out there and about.
I'm
because,
not.
I mean, again.
That could be part of the reason
it
I didn't
could be.
Use it.
You also need to do that. You need to get up on your hiking game. That's
well,
it.
I'm scared of bears.
Oh.
And mountain lions.
There's
so.
Not. Okay. You know, the entire time that I've been hiking, I have seen 2 bears. I've never seen a mountain lion. Mm-hmm. I saw a bobcat once.
See, that'll still eat
but
your face.
But we're talking like 15 years of being out there in the wilderness.
It could happen my first time
times.
I get out there.
It could. You're
next
right.
Thing you know, I got a bobcat attached
right.
to the side of me, taking oh. a chunk out of my buttocks. I don't need that in my life. I want my jeans
gonna,
to fit properly.
That's where they're going to go first.
They don't. I got a thick, juicy booty.
The juicy part. That's
and
where
I don't want
going.
Them to eat my thick, juicy booty. Because then my dungarees are going to sit all lopsided.
Nobody wants that.
You're
lopsided dungarees.
I don't want a lopsided booty. I posted, reposted a video of you traipsing out in the snow this weekend doing your hiking.
Yeah.
And I think I changed the heading of it to something like, Katie's out trying to avoid bears again or mountain lions.
Because they're in the trees.
You got to carry some spray. You carry stuff, don't you? Like a hatchet? Bear spray? Slingshot?
No. Just rocks? A bag full of
rocks. I have rocks in my pack.
Chips? A bag
That's
of chips
right.
to throw at them?
No,
you don't carry any protection when you're
no,
out?
No, I try and have the spray, but sometimes like...
No, you
like,
don't.
No,
I do,
don't try
like,
anything.
I do, but like it's in my backpack. If I see a bear or something, or if I see a mountain lion, the chances of me being calm enough to unzip my fanny pack and grab it, I do not have that much.
You just
got to
outrun
myself.
The slowest person, Katie.
It's
there
to
you
me.
Go.
I'm
it's
with
just
me.
Her.
I know. I just
and I've seen you
there's
run.
Only one of me.
It was nice knowing you.
Oh gosh, yeah. No, I do have it. It's just, is it readily available? That's my problem.
Right.
I need to get better about that. But hey, we do have some clarification about the fuel contamination.
Oh, thank God! I've been
one?
Thinking about
well,
this all weekend.
No, it happened back in January, and it was because of human error. So they say that there was something that happened in between them getting the gas. To the gas station, blah, blah, blah. But because of it, Sinclair got fined $1 for each contaminated gallon of gas that they did put up. So it was like $366,000 that they
Ouch.
Were fined. And then they're facing all of the lawsuits against people
Repair
and everything.
Bills probably.
Oh, yeah. So,
Good
yeah, because it happened back in
know.
January 7th and 8th, and they just came out with what happened over the weekend. And, again, this doesn't happen often, and I think that helps people get some sense of calm about them as well, because it was...
I'm still pretty fired
when
up.
When that happened, people were like, wait, what?
Imagine being the dude that screwed all this up.
No.
Like, because you had a bad day.
Yeah,
you know?
Did. Yeah,
you just
you
had
did.
One off day.
Yeah, you did. But Oof. They're going to require two-person verification now, just like we have to when we log
yeah,
into two-factor. Facebook.
All right, good. Somebody text me a code before
yeah,
I fill
exactly.
up the tankers.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Funny. So there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.